New data out of the EU has shown that we have had the hottest 7 years on record across the globe. Someone with what I think is a fairly unique and very important perspective. We're lucky to have him on the line. His name is Angus Emmett. Now, Angus is a third generation beef cattle producer near Longreach, a property just southwest of Longreach. He's part of a group called Farmers for Climate Action. We don't often get to hear, I think, from someone like Emmett. We hear a lot from, you know, from climate scientists and deniers right across the spectrum. But to actually speak to someone who is so dramatically impacted by climate change, I think it's very, very important. Angus, welcome to the King Review, first of all.
Oh, thank you for having me on. My pleasure.
Now, talk to us about this new data from the EU. What does it mean? What did they find? And why are you speaking out about it at this time?
Well, as you said in the introduction, I'm a board member of Farmers for Climate Action. And Farmers for Climate Action are a group that were born out of frustration with lack of policy on climate in Australia. And we've now got in excess of 65,000 members. So we've got a lot of people on board, and when we start talking about climate, well, agriculture is the first to be impacted by changes in climate, and agriculture is what puts our food, well, puts the food for everyone on the table every day. So everyone in Australia uses a farmer every day of their life. So actually producing food is fairly important, and getting the climate right is extremely important part of doing that.
Talk to us. We were just talking off air, Angus, about some of the conditions on your station down there, Noombah Station, southwest of Longreach. Paint a bit of a picture for listeners. We're here in the tropics, absolutely drenching rains in the last couple of weeks or so. Tell us about conditions there at the station.
We've got a little bit of feed here. We've got some rain back in November, but for the last few weeks, we've been sitting up around 45 degrees every day. So what green we did have is all burnt off now. But more broadly in this general Western Queensland area, there's quite a large area of this country is now in their 10th year of drought. So you're not only talking about high temperatures, but you're actually talking about paddocks of Mitchell grass, that all the Mitchell grass is dead and gone, and it's just back to bare earth. It looks like the inside of a sheepyard. So yeah, people out in this part of the world get quite frustrated when all the media is saying the whole of Australia is getting washed away, because it's certainly not happening out here. And as I said, 10 years of drought, that knocks a serious hole in anyone's career as well as their ability to produce food for the nation.
And it was interesting, you said there you're around 65,000 members now in the group Farmers for Climate Action. I think that would surprise listeners to think that, you know, perhaps farmers haven't always been on the right side of science when it comes to climate change. How have you seen attitudes in the farming community, the farming sector, shift over the years?
Oh, particularly in this part of the world, we're very, very conservative out here, but people on the land are very good observers about what happens on the land, and they can see that things are shifting. They can see that there's longer, drier periods, and like you've been getting more violent, wet events, and you just look at the hailstorms we had a couple of months ago and the flooding we just had down in the southeast. And what happens when you actually have anthropogenic climate change or human-induced climate change? The amount of emissions in the atmosphere are actually warming the whole system up. So it just leads to a whole turbocharged system. You get bigger, longer droughts, you get hotter periods, but you also get bigger wet events, bigger hailstorms, bigger floods. And I reckon fires are a really interesting one. If you look at fires, there's been a tenfold increase in extreme fire danger days. Back in the 1960s, we're averaging 14 extreme fire danger days per year. The 2010s were up to 143 extreme fire danger days. So it's gone from 14 to 143.
Incredible.
You look at the Murray-Darling, we're up to 40% less inflows into the Murray-Darling River, which is the food bowl for Australia. And already climate change on the average enterprise across Australia, agricultural enterprise, it's already costing us $30,000 a year. So increasing temperatures are not just something to look at and be interested in. It actually, it impacts two things in a really major way. It impacts our ability to grow food, but it's impacting our ecosystems and environments, and having fully functioning ecosystems underpins not only our life support system, but it underpins the ability of agriculture to continue to produce good quality food. And we're very lucky in Australia. We've got great food and we export a lot, but we're also one of the driest continents, inhabited continents in the world. And we're on the front line of the impacts of climate change. And I'm just really, really frustrated by our governments in Australia and the lack of their willingness to actually get on the front foot and put in good climate policy. Because when we actually go down, and there's been a number of reports done on this, but if you look at going down the line of actually moving into renewable energy and regenerative farming, et cetera, not only is it good for the country, but it provides huge numbers of jobs and future for people. So we can go from being on the back foot to actually being on the front foot.
One of the leaders.
And yeah, and we should be. When it comes to renewables, there's nowhere else in the world as well set up as we are if we actually get good policy in place and act on it.
I'm speaking here with Angus Emmett. Angus is a third-generation beef cattle producer on a property just southwest of Longreach. He's also a former chair of the Lake Eyre Basin Community Advisory Committee. He's a former member of the Great Artesian Basin Coordinating Committee. And he's also was awarded an honorary Masters of Science by Central Queensland University. Angus, what do you say to people who... We're talking about this EU data, you know, hottest 7 years on record. You know, people would say that, well, you know, the climate's always changing. We didn't keep records, you know, 200, 300, 1,000, 10,000 years ago. What do you say to people who will take that point of view when it comes to anthropogenic climate change?
Well, number one, I'll say we did keep records because they're locked up in ice cores and soil cores, and we can actually closely look at what the climate's done over a very long period of time. And it's just head in the sand stuff for people that are trying to deny what's happening, because there's just such a huge body of scientific evidence that's come out in the scientific literature over the last 20 years. It's just, we can still argue and quibble, we can still argue and quibble about detail, but the overall trends, the science is just so clear, and it shows not only what's happening, but it shows that if we don't act very rapidly, we can and will reach tipping points where we will reach a stage that we move into a different paradigm and it's almost impossible to reverse it. So I just think for those that are still trying to say, yeah, the climate's always changed, yes, they're correct. But what's happening with human-induced climate change is that it's happening like 100 times faster than it would without us pumping all these huge amounts of emissions into the atmosphere. So, yeah, if you want to have a look at the literature, well, not even the literature, but if you look at every major science foundation and academic organisation around the world accepts it's happening. All the big insurance companies and the reinsurance companies accept that it's happening. The military in the US accepts that it's one of their major issues with security in the coming decades. Just, it's overwhelming evidence, and by burying our head in the sand, we just... Well, I'll put it another way. We all need to look at the science. We need to look at where it's leading us. We need to look at what our politicians are doing, and we need to demand much better from our politicians.
As I mentioned, Angus, you're a third-generation farmer there. Your son lives on the property, so he's fourth generation. Are you concerned about his future? You know, you're concerned about the future of your station?
Oh, I think a lot of stations through inland Australia, given the rising temperatures and given the longer dry periods, are really going to struggle to continue.
Mm.
And I just, yeah, I don't know what the future will bring, but a lot of this country out here is only going to be usable in those good seasons, and a lot of time I think it'll just have to lie dormant because it's just too hot and too dry to actually run livestock on.
Mm.
We're not at that point yet, but it's getting closer.
Mm. Scary stuff indeed. We are in an election year, of course, Angus, so we'll no doubt hear this topic more and more over coming months. A very important topic to raise indeed. Angus Emmett, great to speak to you. Thanks for your time. Good luck out there, and yeah, hopefully things cool down a little bit given what you've been experiencing in recent weeks.
A bit of rain and a bit of cool weather would be lovely. And everyone, when you're voting, think about who you're voting for and what their policies are, and try and pick politicians with the best policies.
Fantastic. Angus Emmett, thanks so much for your time on the King Review today.